Jesus says in the gospel, those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. I have not called the righteous to repentance. Who is righteous? Only the saints in heaven, the angels in heaven. He didn't call them to repentance because they are doing God's will perfectly. Everyone here on earth, including these Pharisees and scribes who are judging Jesus for being in the midst of the tax collectors trying to convert them, they judge our Lord. But our Lord is calling them to, of course, to repentance. But they don't see it. They don't see it. Jesus is the divine physician. And as a doctor can't help us unless we expose our illnesses and show him our pains and bruises and whatnot, our Lord wants us to do the same so that he can heal us. If we don't want to do our part, he can't heal us. He won't heal us without our cooperation. We have to expose our sins and faults and failings so that we can be healed. And we do that in particular in the confessional. In the confessional, we go for healing. We want to be healed from our sins. That's sort of a healing balm of God's love and forgiveness and mercy we want to be poured over us, rather than that sort of surgery that's kind of jolting. We want to be healed. Healing is a kind of nice way to grow and become better. God is that gentle healer and physician. And we could think of Our Lady too as our heavenly nurse or our heavenly female physician. She certainly heals us as well. We expose our spiritual illnesses to Our Lady. And we are all patients in that sense, all sinners, all in need of healing, healing of our pride and healing of our lack of charity and healing of those things that really eat at our soul, you know, our ill will and anger and those festering resentments and troubles we have, broken relationships. We need to be healed by all this internal illnesses of the spirit. And we go to the only one that can heal us, our Lord and our Lady, in the confessional or before the altar or in prayer, in our contrition, sorrow for our sins, to be healed. And we need to expose all of our illnesses so that we can have them all healed by our Lord. We need to examine our conscience and so that we can work in cooperation with our heavenly physician and heavenly mother. To work on all of our faults, all of them, expose them all, look at them all, keep them all before our mind and heart, not let anything be hidden or anything sort of semi-deliberately not facing them because it's too difficult. We're all in this hospital, I think, as Pope Francis used that symbol, that we're all, the Catholic Church is the hospital, and we're all patients in that hospital. We need to go to the hospital, the sacraments, our Lord, our Lady, to be healed. And that takes humility. It takes a humble heart to admit that we are patients and sinners, and we can and go to the hospital. As you know, we can see, think of some stubborn people who don't want to take any medicine, don't want to go to the doctor, don't want to go to the hospital because they just don't like it, whatever. And we can do the same in our spiritual illnesses. So, Let us do that. Let us humble ourselves and go to the hospital every day in prayer and with the sacraments.